fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. What's up, guys? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Tara. Let's Unpack. And tonight, we have a special guest. Kasi, na lang dahil yung isa po ay wala ata at nakatulog na masyado at ang napagod sa pagbibake. Yes. Anyways, tonight with me is the owner and the head baker of Chuki Cookies. We have anime fan, Rian Mase. Hi, Rian!
Hi! Grabe mo anime fan.
Rian, kamusta na? Ano nang ganap sa buhay mo?
Okay lang. Medyo okay lang. Kasi bago pa ako sa work ko, so medyo adjusting. Pero everything's fine. Nakakapag-bake pa rin naman ang weekend.
Yeah, so ikaw, if you guys have... Okay naman. Parang first time yung nagtanong sa akin. Na-joke lang.
Parang lagi ako yung nangangamusta, hindi ako yung kinakamusta.
I'm that friend. De-joke lang. Okay. Okay, so tonight, I wanted to get Nicole and Rian for the episode because the film that we will be unpacking tonight is a film that is close to our hearts. Bilang kami ay mga hopeless romantic na mahilig sa magagandang mga palabas. Yun. Our film for tonight is Kimi no Nawa, or in English, Your Name. Bakit ba napili tong film na to? When I asked you.
Honestly, yes. Kasi ayaw mo ng Twilight.
Ayaw ko talaga.
Kasi, Kimi no Nawa kasi is, ayaw ko, parang it's a film na, like you said nga, I like anime. It's the anime film na kahit yung mga hindi nanonood ng anime, nagtuhan nila. So, I thought na maybe you guys would like it then. Panood naman na. And you both loved it. Diba? So, parang baka fun siya pag-usapan.
Well,
and
actually,
like you said, yeah. Hope, like, romantic tayo.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're right. Kasi ako, I'm not that super into anime. That's why nagulat din ako na super nagandahan ako sa film na to. Okay. So, huwag na tayo magpaligo-ligo. And with that, let's go to our first segment that we'd like to call POV!
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay, Rian, what are your overall thoughts on the film?
Oh my gosh, alam mo yung plot twist talaga nung sa time. Yung sa time, doon ako sobrang nag-goosebumps. And honestly, yung film na yun, yun yung sobrang after ko panoorin. Sobrang, oh my God, grabe yung plot twist na yun. And it's something na, kasi it's sort of about feeling na, yun nga, like si Taki and si Mituhan, parang they feel like they're missing someone, na parang may kulang, but they don't know kung sino. And parang ano lang, ang fitting lang, kasi, well, it doesn't necessarily to be a person, pero parang makifeel mo kasi na parang may kulang sa life mo. Pero hindi mo alam kung ano. Like, yung hindi mo ma-pinpoint kung ano. And it's just so relatable, that feeling na parang may empty na feeling na hindi mo ma-pinpoint kung ano. And parang in our generation especially, like, lalo na pinapanood ko yun first, parang I feel na it's something that we all go through. So parang I felt na it was just so relatable kasi that part.
Ako, ano eh, first time I got to watch this film, I really had no idea with what will happen and all. So there were no expectations on my end. Kasi nga, same as you, like, I was so mindfucked. Like, oh my God, ano tong nangyari? Ang galing. Like, super di mo siya ina-expect. Ah, alam mo, like, it's just your typical trope na body switching ng movie. Diba? Kasi we've seen a lot eh.
Yeah, and throughout the movie, walang any hints na it's 3 years, that's 3 years apart. Like,
yes,
wala kang may hint na, ang galing. Sobrang...
Ang galing, ang galing ng pagtago nila, no? Sa ano, sa mga nangyari. Yeah, that goes to show na super pinaghandaan ng writer kung paano niya i-pace at kung paano niya i-reveal. Ang ganda. And also what I like about this film as well, like wala nga akong masyadong mahanap na ano yun, points of criticism or points of improvement. Ewan ko ah, for me kasi super ganda ng pelikula to from all of its technical aspects. Eh. From the cinematography, from the music, from the voice acting. Diba? Tapos yung especially yung writing talaga, like how they incorporated yung Shintoism na culture ng religion nila doon, and also yung difference ng lives ni Taki and Mitsuha sa rural area in Japan and with the city life. Kumbaga, if it's if it's, for example, if it's a restaurant, since you're a baker, ang ganda-ganda ng pagka-bake sa kanya. Like tama lahat ng ingredients. Quality lahat ng ingredients, diba?
Yan. Yeah. Can I ask pala, if hindi ka mahilig sa anime, what made you want to watch the movie?
I remember I was in college when this movie came out. Tapos, like, I have a lot of friends kasi who are very into anime. Tapos, from what I remember, like, pinag-uusapan siya ng mga tao. I got parang intrigued with it. So yun, yung ginawa ko is I watched it. And grabe, like kasi before that film, to be honest, ang perception ko ng anime is only Naruto, Air Gear. Mirmo Depon, yun lang. So walang ganung klaseng walang ganung klaseng story na realistic, yung story na may halong realism, pero meron pa rin magic and fantasy in a sense na may time travel involved and may mysticism na, pero very relatable kasi the setting, Japanese landscapes, tapos yung characters almost like our age, like our generation. And yung the feelings that they went through is very relatable. Yeah. Diba? Kaya parang doon ko na ano, din yung nagpa-hook sa akin sa movie. And after that, pero kasi, ayun, prior naman pala dyan, I've seen naman na, like, pero bata pa ako nito, yung Grave of the Fireflies. Before this film,
grabe din yun.
Oo, before this film, yun yung last anime film na maganda talaga for me na napanood ko. Pero I don't remember na rin that much yung na-feel ko nun kasi I watched it. Last kong napanood yun, high school pa ako. First time kong napanood yun, I was 9 years old. Tapos, next kong napanood yun, high school na ako. So, yun. Pero,
parang grabe yun for a 9-year-old.
Oo. Kinunod namin ng pinsan ko, umiiyak lang kami nun. Anyways, yun. Pero overall, it really got me into another form of film. Ikaw, paano mo na-discover itong film
na ito? Nag-Ilocos kami ni Bernie, tapos ano kami sa bahay ng namin. Tapos nagpa-antok lang siya. Tapos yun, plinay niya lang yung movie. Tapos hindi ako nakatulog kasi iyak ako ng iyak. He loves anime din kasi. As in, sa'yo nag-relatosak ka ng mga anime na nahitig sa mga gustuhan ko. So yeah.
Grabe. Actually, nung first time ko pinanood din itong film na ito, grabe rin yung luma ko eh. Kasi ang lala.
Diba? Like, yung moment na ni-reveal na una wala na si Mitsuha, parang,
Since we're talking about moments, what are your standout or what are your favorite moments in this film?
Siguro one of the... Well, most of the people naman siguro favorite din to. Yung kita na sila ni Taki dun sa
America. Magic Hour.
Ay, no! Grabe yun! Ay, I was watching it kasi again earlier kanina. Tapos wala, grabe, goosebumps pa rin talaga. As in, gosh, that was so cool talaga. And I also really like the part nung na ginagawa ni Mitsuha tsaka ni Yotsuha yung ritual. Wala lang, ang ganda lang kasi tingnan ng nung sa religion nila and nung sa tradition nila family na talaga na ang ganda lang nung visual na very traditional Japan.
Yeah.
I liked it lang. I liked how it looked.
Yeah, ako naman, for me, my favorite moments in this film was yung ano, so may start, yung nagkaroon na sila ng system every time they switch. Yung magsusulat sila ng diary.
Nag-leave sila ng notes.
Ang ganda nung montage na yun eh. Tapos, ano, dun, alam mo yun, dun na may parang mga nade-develop na kung ano-ano.
Like yung moment na si Taki was like, hindi na niya hahawakan yung boobs ni Mitsuha for her sake. So parang, aww, it's something na.
or yung end when Mitsuha, as Taki, like decided to go to plan a date with Miss Okudera. Tapos, biglang parang nakakaramdam na ng jealousy si Mitsuha.
Yeah,
tapos bigla na lang siya manuluha.
Diba yung day na nagpunta siya ng Tokyo?
Ng Japan. Oo. Ang ganda,
yun.
Speaking of reveals kasi, ang ganda ng mga reveal ng film na to. So, the first major reveal was the Itomori na this, ano siya, it was basically erased from the map 3 years ago on their timeline, diba? Then, the second reveal kasi na hindi rin natin in-expect was pinuntahan pala ni Mitsuha si Taki sa Japan.
So parang
ang ganda rin kasi wala ring any signs all throughout the film na nagpunta si Mitsuha. Except dun sa red thread na meron sila. Pero other than that, hindi mo naman malalaman through that na nagpunta pala si Mitsuha dun. Kaya sobrang,
imagine si Taki noong time na yon na parang hindi niya pa kilala si Mitsuha kasi.
Parang,
sino ka? God, ang galing.
Diba? Kasi, parang, iniintindi ko on a logical perspective yung mga nangyari na parang paano nakausap ni Mitsuha si Taki 3 years ago if walang idea si Taki and hindi niya pa nabibigay yung thread kay Taki. So, yung ganung type. Pero sabi ko,
alam mo,
hindi ko na iisipin yun, hindi na ako mag-overthink kasi with this kind of film, since it talks about time travel is really a complicated thing to think about. So, hindi ko na iisipin yun. Iisipin ko na lang talaga na nagkita si Mitsuha Taki. Hindi na ako mag-overthink. Hindi na ako maghahanap ng plot holes. Kasi ang ganda niya na as it is.
Pero I don't think kasi like necessarily nag-time travel si Mitsuha to meet si Taki eh. Kasi diba, Mitsuha talaga is 3 years older than Taki eh. So, kaya din hindi talaga kilala ni Taki si Mitsuha pa noon. Kasi, that was 3 years ago. Like, for, kunwari, yung sa setting, yung sa pag-switch nila is, pareho silang 18. 18-year-old Mitsuha met 15-year-old Taki.
Yeah.
So, it's not necessarily time travel, in a sense.
It's just their essence. Yung nagta-travel through time, not their physical bodies. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
In any case, ayoko nang mag-overthink. Nakakatawa. Ayoko nang mag-overthink na maghanap ng plot holes. Kasi the writing as it is super nice and super na-weave in, na-thread in, pun intended, yung story talaga. Kaya super good.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry, you were saying.
Wag mo din i-overthink kasi, like, I don't know if you remember, pero yung part na gumagawa sila ng braided cords nung lola niya, and her lola was like, hindi, like, time weaves talaga. So, it's not a straight thing. So, kaya din siguro na ganun yung switches nila ni Taki. So, I don't necessarily think it's a huge plot hole.
Hindi naman. Parang, ang point ko lang is, ayoko na siyang hanapan ng plot hole kasi nga ang ganda niya nang sobra.
Kasi maganda niya yung writing. Yeah.
Kasi ang hirap din isipin ng ng ganong kind of concept which is super ang hirap niyang tahiin na maayos. Pero ako super good. Like, another favorite moment ko talaga is the scene sa volcano, yung magic hour talaga. It's so romantic. As in, when they were just laughing, tapos yung camera nagpan lang going to ano, yung pointing lang to the sky, pinapakita lang ng magic hour, tapos tumatawa lang sila.
Tapos, sobrang romantic niya. Tapos, ang ganda-ganda.
It was so well made. That scene was so simple, pero sobrang laki ng impact talaga. God, I love that scene.
Tapos, we'll get to that later, pero may ano pala ako, may theory ako sa film na to.
Go.
Mayroon theory kasi, yung the last few days when Mitsuha and Taki were switching. So, di ba, Mitsuha as Taki set up a date with Miss Okudera. Tapos, sabi ni Miss Okudera, the past few days, nung matatapos na yung date, parang, di ba, kinonfront siya ni Miss Okudera. Sabi ni Miss Okudera, alam kong may gusto ka sa akin nun, pero parang ngayon hindi na. Parang napansin niya the past few days, nag-iba yung treatment or may something with Taki's demeanor na parang pinapakita na hindi niya masyadong gusto si Miss Okudera. And it got me thinking, eh, di ba nagsaswitch naman sila from time to time? So what if in those past few days, Mitsuha was Taki, tapos sinasadya niyang hindi na ipakita na may gusto si Taki para, gets mo, para hindi mag-progress.
Talayuan na lang.
Oo, di ba? Kasi baka that time nagka-feeling sa si Mitsuha.
Yeah,
so yun yung naisip ko na parang, meron na tayong scenes na, meron mga scenes na hindi nakita na inano ni Mitsuha si Taki. Ay, inano ni Mitsuha as Taki si Miss Okudera. Parang tinry niyang lumayo kahit sinet up niya yung date. Ewan ko.
Para kanya lang si Taki. Tawan-tawa lang ako sa how they're friends with Ak. Kasi pag Mitsuha is Taki, na tas yung friends pa ni Taki, nakita nung Taki was Mitsuha. So, parang, it's just really cute kasi. It's just a super cute way to show na they know those people really well. Na parang, ay, alam kong hindi ikaw yan. Even the lola knows na hindi si Mitsuha. Kasi apparently, that happened to them then. That happened to the mom, that happened to the lola.
So, yeah, it's with their family nila, no? Ang galing nga nung lola nung sinabi niya, Mitsuha, you're dreaming, aren't you? As in,
yeah,
those are one of the moments na...
Si Taki yun.
Oh, grabe yun. Pero ang ganda rin na pinakita dito sa film na to, yung somehow not healthy relationship ni Mitsuha with her dad.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Kasi parang...
Their dad left them when their mom died.
When their mom died, their dad left them kasi ayaw niyang ipagpatuloy yung... I'm not sure lang kasi with the Shinto culture or with the Shinto religion, pero it had something to do with the religion kasi with the shrine, di ba? Parang ayaw niyang ipagpatuloy.
Ayaw niyang ituloy yung tradition nila sa shrine.
Okay? Yeah, parang ganun. So they had to leave them. And throughout the film, we can see na sobrang hindi talaga maayos yung relationship niya with her dad. And it was like a first for me rin as well to see in an animated film na may ganun klaseng layers yung characters na hindi lang siya happy family.
The way na like yung moment pala na pinagalitan nung dad ni Mitsuha si Mitsuha while she was walking to school. Parang shows talaga na wala talagang presence na yung dad sa kanila na hanggang dun lang, and the way that he reacted na when Mitsuha was saying na about the comet splitting na parang papacheck na niya agad sa doctor, ganyan, na parang wala talaga silang bond, wala siyang test kay Mitsuha or anything.
Oo.
So yeah, I think it's really cool din na pinakita nila yon yung side
unlike,
na yun.
Unlike her friends, no, na pinagkatiwalaan talaga siya kahit ano.
Yes, exactly. Na parang sometimes talaga, mas close mo pa talaga your friends eh. Less, it's easier to open up to your friends, it's easier na they believe you then more. Yeah.
And I love how Mitsuha's friends talaga supported her. Like, they didn't second guess.
No question asked talaga. Like, Tessie, go! Saya-chan, go!
Tapos, nakahanap sila ng bomba. Yun yung nakakatawa.
Oo, talagang pinasabog nila. Oh my God! Oh my, tapos nahuli pa yung nag-broadcast, diba? Grabe. Yeah. Like, they were willing to go through that kasi they believe her. Galing.
Yeah, minsan talaga, like, one of the reasons why I love watching this film is, aside from the love story between Mitsuha and Taki, is the friendship as well between Mitsuha's friends and Taki's friends. Kasi, for example, si Taki naman, sinamahan siya ni Miss Obrera, pati ni isa niyang friend, di ba? Hanapin si Mitsuha.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinamahan siya mag-travel around Japan. Na they never once told Taki na itigil mo na yan. They kept pushing Taki pa nga. Wala lang, na-miss ko lang din yung friends ko. Na-miss ko kayo.
Oh, miss you too.
Ito yung mga aso mo dyan. For those who don't know, Rian has four dogs.
I have four Shih Tzus. Tapos, ingitera pa silang lahat.
Nakakatawa. Pero yun nga, no, going back to the conversation, like, you see how friendship really played a role then in this film. How important of a role friendship played then. Kasi if they didn't have their friends, kumbaga, they wouldn't have saved the town, di ba? And if Taki didn't have his friends, he wouldn't be able to find out that Itomori got destroyed by a comet. Parang there's something missing in them na hindi nila alam. And like what you're saying nga kanina, parang it's a familiar feeling amongst all of us.
Like not necessarily a person per se. For sure pero, naman, I feel like...
Pero,
like, parang there's something missing, Char. Although, Char. No, pero, like, seriously, I mean, I'm sure naman, at some point, I think all of us, yun nga, not necessarily a person, can be something sa... Can be career, can be something then to life, can be friends also. But yeah, I think naman most of us have felt that. And I think ang galing lang na portray siya in a way na everyone can relate to, like high school love, ganyan.
Na it was it was easily understandable, yet the meaning was really deep.
Yeah.
Ang ganda nga. Another element na maganda dito sa film na to, I don't know if you agree with me, was the art, the animation itself. Sobrang ganda ng colors, ng illustration.
Oh, like, the first time pala na pinakita na yung comet, wow. Like, wala lang. Like, siguro I'm really drawn to those colors kasi.
Yeah.
Parang, like, the first time na pinakita yung comet, so nice. And like yung kanina, like what I said, yung scene ni Mitsuha and Yotsuha, ang ganda ng kakagawa nun. It was so cool. Even that, may nakita akong clip nun na it was in HD. It was parang 60 FPS pa. Sobrang ganda. It was so nice.
Ang ganda, no? Ganda-ganda ng art, na illustration, yung colors. Tapos, samahan mo pa nung music na very... Oh bagay God, talaga din sa ano. Pero alam mo ako, yung favorite part ko dun sa music, like, to the whole film, was after Mitsuha and Taki saw each other in Tokyo na, and they asked, what's your name? Tapos, pinakita ng end title. Yung parang a cappella na very mellow, dun talaga, sobra akong, first time ko napanood nun, sobra akong nanginginig sa, nanginginig, pero sobra akong nanginginig talaga ng part na
wow, parang most of the people na like the film, syempre yung na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- that part ng movie yung nag-strike sa'yo? Is it because of the timing then, nung sa scene, or like...
Oh, it was because how it complemented the scene. Ang napansin ko kasi throughout the film, di ba, yung sound niya is parang very rock, pop rock, ganun-ganun. Tapos parang may mga drums, may mga guitar, ganun-ganun. Tapos biglang, ito sa last part, when everything was finished, ito na yung nagsarado din sa
movie. Biglang calm. Oh my God!
Kasi nakita na nila yung, ngayon ko na na-realize, nakita na nila yung missing. So parang, okay na sila, okay na yung mga bugso nila ng damdamin. Guys, we just had an epiphany. Ngayon ko lang na-realize to.
I love the movie even more now. God. Oh my God.
Okay, baka kailan ko ulit mag-rewatch.
Kakarimatch ko lang kanina.
Bye, manonood na ako ulit.
I love how Tessie and Sayaka got together in the end.
I know! Uy, sabi ko yun. Hindi ko yun na-expect na may kita sila ni Taki sa coffee shop.
Oo.
Coffee shop, right?
Oo, pati ako nagulat din ako noon nung sinabi ni Sayaka na Tessie. Parang, malapit na kayo magkita ni Mitsuha.
Yeah, but like, na-recognize ni Taki yung name ni Tessie. It's parang,
oo. Tapos yung ano rin, ito rin pala, nakalito kong banggitin, isa sa pinagusto kong moments yung nagkita sila sa MRT.
Ay, oh my God! Oo, no?
Yung nagtapat yung trains nila, tapos nagkatinginan sila. Wow! As in, kung sa Pilipinas yun okay pa kasi ano, alam, titigil yung train eh.
Titigil sa gitna?
Oo! So may chance talaga. Eto, eh, dito kasi meron pang mga chase na nangyari eh. Ang galing!
Oo, like, tsaka imagine, like those trains, hindi yun, like yung pinakita sa movie, hindi yun ganun kabagal talaga when they pass each other. And they instantly recognize each other.
Oh my God, oo nga!
Second, tapos
biglang,
so di lang, biglang kinarap na nila yung isa't isa. Ah, iyak naman ako.
Yeah. Tapos ang ganda rin, na lahat ng ano ng scenes nila was really inspired or was really from an actual place in Japan, which makes it more relatable. And a lot of people like really like a lot of people I saw posted yung comparison na ito yung anime version, ito yung totoong version na.
I know!
It made me want to go to those places.
Ang galing. Oh my gosh, ang galing. The detail din in their animation, parang sobrang nakapin na yung place mismo na ginawa din ng reference.
So, ano talaga, sobrang buo talaga ng film na to in all of its elements, in all of its aspects. Like, from, ang ganda-ganda ng pull off talaga ni Makoto Shinkai dito. And na later, malalaman natin na hindi lang siya ang director and writer. Na nag-research ako earlier, I saw na grabe pala ang involvement niya sa film na to. Ang lala. That's why very cohesive, very concise, and very clear yung vision ng film is because of...
Yeah.
Oo, ganda, galing. Ito, to major wrap up our discussion, I just wanted to ask, how does the movie relate to the outside world beyond the screen?
Ooh. Siguro, other than the fact na it's some na yung longing is something that we're all feeling, I think the ang isa pa kasing pinaka nag-strike sa akin na I related to was yung friendship nila Mitsuha, Tessie, and Sayaka. Like, I think all of us need friends like them. Na parang, yun lang for me na, yun ako nakarelate to, parang I feel like I have friends like them din. Na, ganun, na parang, no questions asked, I'll help you, ganyan. I'll do what you need, ganyan. So yun, maybe yun.
Yeah. Ako naman on my end, kasi I didn't see naman, like, a political or a social thing na inano sa film na to.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really a work of art that reflected a story of love. Yun yung ano ko, yun yung main thing na nakuha ko sa film na to. As cliche as it sounds,
yeah.
As cliche as it sounds, love conquers all. Diba? Yun yung nakuha ko talaga. Na through Taki and Mitsuha's love, they got to literally change the course of their timeline.
They saved a lot of
people.
They literally saved the whole town. Well, most of it. Pero,
tapos with, like what you said, with Mitsuha's friends, without love, hindi naman sila maniniwala kay Mitsuha eh. And with Taki's friends, without love, hindi rin naman nila hindi naman nasasamahan si Taki. So, it was really, ano, a love conquers all thing of a film.
Yeah,
that's what
like,
I got from the film.
Not necessarily romantic love.
Not necessarily romantic, like the love of the lola for her apos.
I know.
Dahil siya yung nagpalaki, di ba? Wala lang naman pagmamahal na pinakita yung tatay. Medyo.
True, pagmamahal lang ano, sa pagiging mayor ng ito.
Mayor, oo. Ayun! Yung mga politikong yan, yung mga mayor na yan, hindi marunong magmahal. Joke lang. I'm just kidding.
Sabi mo pa kanina, hindi walang political M yung ano ah.
Masusundan pa kaya yung ganitong klaseng film? Or feel mo nasundan na siya?
I think naman, well, kasi a lot of people had high expectations sa Weathering
With You.
Yeah, they had high expectations kasi hindi mo nanawal, like sobrang nag-boom siya. But I think baka not anytime soon. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like not anytime soon. Kasi, yeah. I don't know, like I think people are still hung up on that eh. Na parang yun yung
standard.
Like I don't, and I don't think something that great can come easily, ganon. Na parang hindi siya ganon kadaling gawin for it to come agad.
Agree. Does that make sense? Ewan ko. Yeah, kasi ako, I've seen Weathering With You as well. Eh. And it was a really nice film. It was really good. And
was, yeah.
the art is amazing. But yun nga, iba pa rin talaga yung
Kimi no Nawa.
Iba pa rin. Iba pa rin.
And ang dami nag-expect sa Weathering With You na will be like that din, na ganun din yung feel nila. But yeah.
Kasi itong Kimi no Nawa, ano eh, very developed din yung characters niya talaga eh. Like si Taki, very well-developed siya. At in terms of writing, si Mitsuha din. Like Mitsuha is the type of girl who wanted to leave her town, to go to a bigger city, di ba? And si Taki naman, he's a city boy, working student, living the city life. And then he switches with Mitsuha, living the prombi life, kika nga. And Mitsuha naman switches with Taki, di ba? So yun, very well-developed yung character sila to a point na mahuhulaan mo kung paano sila mag-isip eh. Kaya, this is one of the aspects of the film that really made the film this standard din as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was a great discussion kasi nagkaroon pa tayo ng epiphany. Nagulat talaga ako doon, hindi ko in-expect yun. This is a nice way to end this segment and let's go on to our next segment that we like to call Hard Aff Questions!
Mahal mo pa ako kahit kailangan mo ko. O kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Alright, Rian. So for this segment, I will just ask you three questions that you just have to answer. Question number one. Do you believe that you can change destiny? Or?
Yes.
Tingin mo ba?
Yes, agad.
Tingin mo ba nakalatag na lahat?
I think it's something na depends on us eh. I don't think na nakalatag na siya. I think it depends on the choices that we make every day. So yeah, I think we can change it.
And that's an important part na aspect na tinuro ng film sa atin, di ba? Na hindi porket nakalatag na, yun na yung mangyayari. And next ito, if Itomori existed, what would you do first when you visit the city? The town.
Siguro, I would visit. I really want to see yung scene kung saan nakita si Mitsuha and si Taki near their shrine, near the Miyamizu shrine. I really want to go there.
Cool. Okay, ito, last question. If one day you wake up in the body of a guy, ano ang una mong gagawin?
Oh my God, ano una kong gagawin? Wait, di ko alam! Ang una kong gagawin pag pumunta ako sa...
Weh!
Hindi ko alam! Oo nga! Hindi ko alam! Sabihin ko sana, hindi. Kasi, parang gusto ko... Pero, oo. Parang gusto ko papasok ng mga... alam mo na yun? Gusto ko try pumunta sa towel daw, girls, sa ganun eh. Gusto ko na makita ko rin nasa loob.
Ano mo sa boyfriend mo? Ay, the joke lang. Mabait boyfriend
mo. Ay! Ayaw niya ako!
Ito, toto. Follow-up question. If one day you wake up in the body of a guy, sinong guy ito?
Oh my God. Sinong guy? Baka yung boyfriend ko. Okay. I'm boyfriend. Like, I want to see it. How he sees it.
Gusto mo makita kung paano ka na makita. Oh!
Oh, kung gano'n ako kaliit, gano'n, parang nakayuko na siyang gano'n.
Okay, that was a nice Damien. And let's go on to our third segment that we like to call Unsung Hero.
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
Alright, so for this segment, ipapakilala natin sa mga tao ang mga bumuo nitong pelikulang ito. So, the director and writer of the film is the award-winning director Makoto Shinkai. He's the writer and director of Weathering With You, The Garden of Words, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, 5 Centimeters Per Second, and Voices of a Distant Star. Rian.
Our cinematographer naman, si Makoto Shinkai, who is also the cinematographer of The Garden of Words, Someone's Gaze, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, 5 Centimeters Per Second, The Place Promised in Our Early Days, and Voices of a Distant Star. And then composer, Rad Wim, who is also the composer of Weathering With You.
For the editor, we have Makoto Shinkai ulit. Wow! He's the editor of Weathering With You, Crossroad, The Garden of Words, Someone's Gaze, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, 5 Centimeters Per Second, The Place Promised in Our Early Days, and Voices of a Distant Star. For the art department, we have Akiko Majima. Animation department for Weathering With You, Crossroad, One Episode of Space Dandy, The Garden of Words, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, 5 Centimeters Per Second, Assistant Art Director of Children Who Chase Lost Voices, and 5 Centimeters Per Second. Next, we have Takumi Tanji, Art Director of Someone's Gaze, Children Who Chase Lost Voices, The Place Promised in Our Early Days, and we have Tasuku Watanabe, Background Artist for Crossroad, One Episode of Space Dandy, The Garden of Words, and Children Who Chase Lost Voices.
Sound Director Yo Yamada, Sound Director of 11 episodes of Sarazanmai, 13 episodes of Irozuku Sekai no Ashitakara, 12 episodes of Review Starlight, 12 episodes of Buma Arashi, 24 episodes of Mawaru Penguin Drum, 25 episodes of Azumanga Daioh, and many more.
For the supervising animator, we have Masahi Ando, key animator of Mary the Witch's Flower, Napping Princess, Miss Hokusai, The Last, Naruto the Movie, Evangelion 3.0, You Cannot Redo, Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence, Whisper of the Heart, and Porco Rosso. Wow, sobrang nakita natin na with this crew, no? Like, they've really worked together with a lot of films. Parang sila magkaka-office mate na project talaga nila lahat.
Oh, and you can see how involved talaga si Makoto Shinkai is the film. Like, yeah. Everything, halos everything.
Writer, director, cinematographer, editor. Kulang na lang yung voice, parin yung voice actor, eh, no? Oo nga, eh. Okay, so for the last segment of this podcast, gusto lang namin kayo i-update sa mga nangyayari with the Filipino film and TV industry. And also, samahan natin ang music for this week. Okay, so Sonny Calventos, Excuse Me Miss, is part of the International Panorama Short Film of this year, Shanghai International Film Festival, from June 11 to 20. So, Calvento's short film talks about the challenges that contractual workers in our country face. Very relevant, yes. It made history as the first ever Filipino short film entry to Sundance Film Festival. Wow. And the next is This Could Be You by Gab G. Shout out to my friend Gab G. It's now out on Spotify. So, stream the song and follow at Gab G Music on Instagram for more updates. So I'll be linking the song on the description. And lastly, guys, malapit na po mag-September. Though, yun ang deadline ng pagpaparehistro para bumoto. And as of recording, it's June 12, 2021, Araw ng Kalayaan. So, patuloy natin i-exercise ang right natin, ang kalayaan natin upang bumoto. So, register to vote, guys. With that, Rian, Hindi na tayo siniput ni Nicole. Ano ba yan?
I know!
Anyways. Okay, bash na natin si Nicole.
Bash na natin.
Anyways.
Sa next episode, iba-bash namin si Nicole. Chat?
Oo. One episode dedicated to Nicole. Well, anyways, Rian, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence tonight. Thank you for your input and your insights.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Do you have anything to promote? I'm sure meron, di ba?
Yes, my small bake shop. I bake cookies every Saturday and Sunday. So please check out Chucky Cookies on IG. Thank you.
I will be linking na lang Chucky Cookies Instagram and Facebook on the description as well. And you have to try their double chocolate chip cookie kasi I assure you, one of the best in Metro Manila. Seryoso.
Grabe naman, one of the best.
Okay. If you like our discussion for tonight, you can chime in by using the hashtag UnpackPod. You can also follow our account on Facebook, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Tara Let's Unpack Pod. And you can follow me on Twitter at Franz Halili. Again, Rian, maraming salamat. This has been Tara Let's Unpack! 2人の間通り過ぎた風はどこから寂しさを運んできたの